I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match. Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Show. Chris Ann Hall here. Liberty over security, principle over party, truth over your favorite personality. Chris Ann, KrisAnnehall.com. So many things that we can do on my website, so many resources available to infuse you with the courage to stand for the liberty that belongs to our children, not just to us. We do not secure liberty for ourselves. That's been done for us by those who came before us. John Adams said, "Liberty must at all hazards be supported. We have a right to it derived from our Maker, but if we had not, our fathers have bought and purchased it for us with their ease, their estates, their pleasure, and their blood." Because liberty is a gift that you must pay forward. And I have been teaching for the last 2 weeks, and I get to go home now. Yay! I just finished teaching a wonderful class on state sovereignty in Philadelphia. And it was a really good honor to be here. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to spend, you know, any time in Philadelphia. I would have loved to have seen some historical things. I didn't have the time to do that. Perhaps next time we come back, I'll schedule, you know, a full day off so I can do something like that. Unfortunately, the time that I had off today was done doing laundry. You know, you still have to do laundry when you live in a hotel, because when you're gone 2 weeks, you cannot pack all the clothes you need for 2 weeks. And I stretched it out as long as I could. So here in Philadelphia, we taught on state sovereignty. The John Birch Society group brought me in, and I want to thank them for that, for teaching that. And I got to meet somebody very special. I want to give a shout out to little Alex. Alex and his mother and his sister came to see me here in Philly from New York. And I was so happy to meet Alex. Alex is a young man. I think he seems to be a bit younger than my son. But he and my son share the same middle name, Alexander. And we had a nice little chat, and we got to get our picture taken together. And so I want to say hello, Alex, and it was very nice to meet you. From what I understand, Alex and his family listen to the Chris Ann Hall Show every day. You know, when people come up to me and tell me that they're listening to the radio show, man, I'm gonna tell you, it gets me so excited, because, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm in this hotel room, I'm all by myself, I'm staring at my computer. I never know if people are actually listening. I post it on Facebook, and I don't know who's clicking, I don't know who goes to the website. You know, it's something that I do in hopes that people are listening and getting educated. And to have Alex and his mom come up and tell me that they listened to the show and that they recognized my voice before they even came into the room, I was very excited to hear that. That is very, very motivating to me, and I want to say thank you guys for taking the time to tell me that. Now, Alex is homeschooled, which is very relevant to something that we're going to start talking off today, because the National Education Association, you guys know what the National Education Association is, right? It is the largest labor union in the United States. They represent public school teachers and public school support for personnel, faculty, and staff at colleges, universities, retired educators, college students preparing to become teachers. All these people can join the NEA union. The NEA has about 3.2 million members and is headquartered, guess where? Washington, D.C. Well, of course they're headquartered in Washington, D.C. Why wouldn't they be headquartered in Washington, D.C.? As the largest labor union in the United States, you have to know that they have the largest lobbying influence. Of course they do. Can you imagine a labor union being the largest labor union in the United States not being the largest lobbying? Come on. So what we're going to talk about today are the NEA's resolutions of 2014-2015. You know, these resolutions are just amazing when you read them. But we're going to talk about something very specific. Their desire to destroy homeschooling. Now, when you read these NEA resolutions from 2014-2015, you see Section A2, Educational Opportunity for All. I think it's important to sort of set the standard here of what they think their job is and what they want to do. It's like their mission statement. It says, the National Education Association believes that each student has the right to a free public education suited to the needs of the individual and guaranteed by state constitutions and the United States Constitution. You know, I want to know what article, section, and clause they're referring to in the United States Constitution that creates a right for each student to free public education tailored to their individual needs. It says that is guaranteed by the United States Constitution. Where is that? I don't find that guarantee in the United States Constitution. And as a matter of fact, I see James Madison in 1792 saying, no, the federal government has no business being engaged in education at all. And as a matter of fact, according to the 10th Amendment, education is one of those powers that is reserved to the states. So I'm calling out the NEA on that one. I want them to show me the article, the section, and the clause that guarantees free public education that guarantees a right to free public education to all students tailored to their individual needs. Now, the association believes that all schools must be accredited under uniform standards established by the appropriate agencies in collaboration with the association, the NEA, and its affiliates, and the accreditation process must provide sufficient flexibility to enable individual schools to achieve excellence, blah, 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 blah. So basically, the NEA says you should not be allowed to be a school unless they say so. This is important when you understand where they're coming from on this homeschooling issue. I love this part. I'm just going to read this little part because this is just awesome. Section 8.3, excellence in education. Sorry, I just have to laugh at this title, excellence in education, because I know what I'm about to read, right? The National Education Association believes that continued success of the United States as a participatory democracy. Yeah, that's excellence in education, because the NEA thinks that our government is a participatory democracy. Wow, that's an awesome. That's better than a democratic republic. A participatory democracy. I can't even define those words in conjunction with each other. It's like, wow. Okay, I guess participatory means representative, which could mean Republican. It's the new English. Because, you know, they support new math, so it must be new English. Participatory democracy. Does somebody please inform the NEA that excellence in education would mean that they know that we are a constitutional republic and not a participatory democracy? So now I want to skip down to Section B83, Which is right underneath B-82 on the rules on classroom use of animals, right? We have a whole section on classroom use of animals. The NEA believes that educators at all levels should implement guidelines concerning the humane use of animals in the classroom. And also, the association urges that teachers encourage compassion and respect for all living things. Yeah, tell that to Planned Parenthood, would you? Oops. Okay, so we're going to go now to B-83. B-83 is the homeschooling section. I'm going to read it in its entirety before we discuss it. So I want you to hear this all together. The National Education Association believes that homeschooling programs based on parental choice cannot provide the student with a comprehensive education experience. When homeschooling occurs, students enrolled must meet all state curricular requirements, including the taking and passing of assessments to ensure adequate academic programs. Homeschooling should be limited to the children of the immediate family, with all expenses being borne by the parents/guardians. Instruction should be by persons who are licensed by the appropriate state education licensure agency, and a curriculum approved by the State Department of Education should be used. The association also believes that homeschooled students should not participate in any extracurricular activities in public schools. The association further believes that local public school systems should have the authority to determine grade placement and/or credits earned towards graduation for students entering or re-entering the public school setting from a home school setting. You see, the NEA wants to end homeschooling, and they want to make homeschooling no different than their government schools, because you see, their income is derived from people who are in their union. Homeschooling flies in the face of their profits, because homeschooling doesn't require licensed teachers who are going to toe the status quo education line, and they want to end this. We come back. We're going to talk about this section because this is the largest labor union in the United States making these demands.
Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So the NEA's resolutions from 2014, 2015 declare that homeschooling doesn't give comprehensive education experience. That it doesn't, based on parental choice, cannot provide the student with a comprehensive education experience. What exactly does that mean? Because I'll remind you that their whole platform was every student has the right to free public education. And it's supposed to be established based upon tailored to their individual needs. But when we take that to the extreme and allow parents to tailor education to their individual students' needs, then the NEA is all against that, right? So the homeschoolers should be forced to meet all state curricular standards, taking and passing of all assessments. So you're going to have to be, according to the NEA, you're going to have to submit to Common Core. And homeschooling should be limited to the children of the immediate family, And I love this part. With all expenses being borne by the parent / guardians. Grandma can't buy your curriculum. But guess what? I can buy Jimmy's curriculum at the public school, but Grandma can't buy the homeschool curriculum that comes to my kids. How does that make any sense? Where's the redistribution of wealth? Where's the sharing of prosperity within the families? I can pay for a classroom of kids down the street, but I can't pay for my grandchild for their homeschool curriculum? See, this is how illogical you get when you get this progressive liberal ideology in your head. We have to shut down homeschooling because these teachers who are parents are not licensed by the appropriate state education licensure agency. And maybe I'm using a curriculum that's been designed by me and not by the State Department of Education. Because frankly, I don't know why I can't design my own curriculum. If my child is learning and my child is advancing and you cannot prove that he is not, why can't I take a math program from here and a history program from here and an art program from here and a reading program from here? Why can't I develop my own curriculum? Why can't I use original source documents to create history lessons rather than take history books that have been rewriting history and misinterpreting history and misapplying history for decades? Do you know what's, I think, really, really ticks off the NEA? Their whole idea that we have to have adequate homeschooling accreditation, and that we must have the proper licensing, and that homeschooling programs based on parental choice cannot provide the student with comprehensive education experience. You know what I think really, really chaps their hide? The fact that colleges are actively recruiting homeschooled children, more so than public school children, because by and large, with the greatest majority, homeschooling children have better education, better work ethic, they work independently, they have more critical thinking minds, they have better plant time management skills, and they're more academically attuned to the college environment than your government school kids. You know why? Because government school kids are led around like a bunch of babies. And when they get to college, they can't handle life on their own. And so they end up spending their first whole year in college taking remedial stuff that they should have known when they graduated from high school. Homeschool kids don't have those problems. My goodness. Because in a homeschool, mommy and daddy can take care of those discipline problems and properly motivate their children to learn and study.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So the NEA can go blow hot air in a balloon for all I care, because my child is homeschooled, and my child will never be forced to meet state curricular requirements. My child will never be forced to take Common Core testing. And I will allow my parents, my child's grandparents, to help fund his curriculum in the homeschooling if they want to. You see, I'm not like the government. I'm not going to force you to pay for my child's education. No, I'm not. You can force me to pay for everybody else's. But I'm not going to force you to pay for mine, because I don't believe that is the ethical and moral thing to do. And I'm going to tell you, like I've said before, I will eat from a dumpster before my child ever goes to a government school. And I will leave this country if they ever try to take my right to homeschool my child. You want to NEA? You want to tell me that every child in this country has the right to free public education tailored to their own needs, and then tell me as a parent I don't have the right to educate my child according to my choice? Seriously? How does that make any bloomin' sense whatsoever? I don't understand that. The government has a right to take my money to pay for the other children to have a right to have free public education, but I don't retain the right to educate my child according to my choices. You have to go to college to get that stupid. I'm sorry. That's just wrong. It's not even remotely constitutional. It's not even remotely moral. I don't believe that every child has the right to free public education tailored to their needs. That doesn't mean that I don't believe every child should be educated. You see, I don't throw that word right around like the liberal progressives do. I won't throw that word right around. A right is something that's very, very big. You see, here's how education is supposed to work. Education is supposed to be, in the very largest sense, a community obligation, a community event. So people within the community have schools, churches have schools, organizations have schools, private organizations have schools. And then what happens is people in the community engage in their moral obligation of charity and help provide education for those who cannot provide for themselves. It is not a right to have free education, but I believe it is an obligation for the people morally to engage in a personal level charity to help educate. The problem is, here's the problem. Jefferson talked about this, right? Because they tried to pass legislation right after we ratified the Constitution. They tried to pass legislation to force people to pay Christian teachers with tax dollars. Wow, that would not go over well today, would it? Well, Jefferson was opposed to that. He said to force people to pay for things that they do not believe or even abhor is sinful and tyrannical. And Jefferson's point was, hey, look, even though we may be pretty much all Christian, we're differing in our opinions on Christianity even. We're not all Christians, and even the Christians disagree in doctrine. And to force them to pay for something that they don't believe in is tyrannical and sinful. So when you force me, through the payment of taxes, to pay for a public school education that I do not believe in, because I do not believe in what our government schools are now teaching. Do not believe in it. And when you force me to pay for teachers to teach something that I think is wrong, something that I do not believe in, something that I believe science doesn't support, something that I know history and fact do not support, then you are being tyrannical. Tyrannical. Government schools supported by tax dollars, the way they are run now, are tyrannical. That's why, in the biggest sense of the word, they should be community schools that are run by the parents in the communities, or run by private organizations where the parents choose to support what they believe. And when the school starts teaching what they don't believe, then it's the right of the parent to withdraw their child, withdraw their funding, and defund the school. But you know how taxes work. I have no way to object to what a government school is teaching, because you're still going to force me to pay to teach these children lies. And I feel very wrong about that. I feel morally challenged about that. You will not get my child to teach my child that. But morally, I feel challenged by the fact that I am forced to pay for the teachers to teach lies about our history, lies about our Constitution, lies about who we are, the value of life. Do we really stop and think about that for just a second? Because I don't really think we think about where our taxes go and what they do. We're all angry as an adult population that our children don't care about government, and that our young people think we're a democracy, and they think that Che Rivera is some kind of hero, and they love the Communist Manifesto, and we're angry about that. We shouldn't be angry about that. We've been teaching them that for 12 years. Their entire education has been built around Che Rivera's principles and the Communist Manifesto. Why would we be mad at them? It's not like they woke up every day, walked out of the house and said, "Yes, let's go see how many lies we can learn today." No, they didn't want to learn lies. They learned lies because we taught them lies. And yes, we paid for them to be taught lies. We should be morally convicted by that. And it's the same thing that Jefferson said. It's the whole reason why he said we couldn't pay Christian teachers with tax dollars. Because once the Christian schools stopped teaching what we wanted, then we wouldn't be able to defund them and control what they taught, to remove our consent to their education. And yet we're forced to pay for this garbage. And now the NEA, the largest labor union in the country, wants to change school choice. Sure, you can choose to homeschool your child. We're not going to take homeschooling away. We're just going to make sure that your homeschool looks exactly like our government school. And if you can't, if you haven't gone to our bona fide, credentialed, educational indoctrination schools, then guess what? You cannot homeschool your child. You see, they don't do it in one fell swoop. They do it so that you don't even notice. Stuck in between the section between classroom use of animals and the health, welfare, and safety of our children and students is the anti-homeschool education clause. I want you to think about that for just a second. You have to pay for students in your communities to learn lies. You have to pay for them to engage in extracurricular activities. But you're not allowed to participate in those extracurricular activities. And you are not allowed to have other people help you pay for your curriculum. And this is what the largest labor union in the United States wants. And given the nature of our politics today, how long do you think it will be before they get what they want? I want us to think about that, because there are so many aspects of liberty under attack today. I mean, we've heard Dianne Feinstein say that we shouldn't have freedom of press unless we have bona fide credentials. And now we have the NEA saying that we shouldn't be able to teach our children unless we have bona fide credentials. The Department of Justice tells the ATF that we can't bear firearms unless we have bona fide credentials. How many more of our rights are going to be regulated by the government? Do we forget what shall not be infringed means, what shall not abridge, shall not violate? I fear that Alexander Hamilton was right. He was right in Federalist Papers 84 when he said, when you will put this Bill of Rights in there, they will use it against you. And that's exactly what's happened. All the protections that Madison tried to put in place, all the protections that were placed there, the Ninth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, the understandings that they put in place, contract law, and none of that matters now. Why? Ironically, because we have put the government in charge of teaching our children. And how many governments are going to volunteer to teach your children that government should be limited, that the people hold the power, that parents have rights over their children, and that government should be limited and defined, and when it's not, people have the right to alter or abolish it? What government school would not teach its children first and foremost to love government, to look at government as their provider, government as their savior, and government knows best? My goodness, it would be absolutely ridiculous for us to think that it would happen any other way. You send a child to a Christian school to learn, to get an education and learn to love God, so when they go to a government school, why wouldn't they learn to love government? And so now, this is where we are, because we have generations of people that do not understand the nature of the limited, defined government that we created, that education is none of their business, and our parents should be in charge of the curriculum and the education of our children, not the NEA.
Don't censor my voice. Hate me if you won't, or love me if you can. If the truth is what you want, then you found your man. I ain't backing down, I ain't backing up. If you think like I think, then crack it on up.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my tent till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
If we don't take back the education of our children, then no matter what we do to restore the Republic, we will lose. Because our children are being taught that truth is a lie, and lie is truth. They're being taught that our government was established as a participatory democracy. They're being taught that our framers were a bunch of rich slave owners who hated everybody but themselves and their money, and were simply being trying to avoid paying their taxes. They're being taught that women were irrelevant during our independence, weak and oppressed by their overbearing chauvinistic husbands. They're being taught that they're souped-up monkeys, that, guess what, life means nothing because you're just an animal. You're no different than the hamburger that's on the plate for dinner at lunch. You're no different than an animal walking the streets. And we wonder why our young people are able to kill each other without blinking an eye, because they have absolutely no value of life. We have to treat our animals humanely in the classroom, the NEA says. But then we don't even treat our children humanely by teaching them the value of life. What are we going to do when the homeschool parents are shut down? What are we going to do? Are we going to allow that to happen? Homeschooling parents, are you just going to keep going along with the curriculum? When they tell you you have to take Common Core, when they tell you you have to be testing, when they tell you all these things about your child and his education, are you just going to go along? What if they say you have to go back to college and get a degree before you can homeschool your child? Is that going to be okay with you? I mean, seriously, what are they teaching our teachers in the schools today? Global warming, history that doesn't even resemble truth. Math that doesn't even resemble math. Social studies. What are our educators learning to teach our children that our parents can't find on their own? See, this is the problem. If you don't go through the indoctrination centers, you can't be trusted to indoctrinate properly. And I just want to know, are we going to go along and do that? Now, look, this week we're doing something with Liberty First that I'm not really comfortable doing, but it's unfortunately one of those things that has to be done every now and again. This is the second time in 5 years that we've done this. The first time was so that I could have this radio equipment, so I could have the radio show. This time, it's because we have some needs. I would like for you to consider going to my website, chrisannhall.com, and making a small donation. You know that I teach across this country, and I don't have any speaking fees, and I don't make any group, I don't force any group to compensate me or reimburse me for my expenses. Because I want to be able to teach the truth about the Constitution, the truth about our history, and not let anybody have any excuses, well, I can't afford it. See, I'm not going to make you pay for free education, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to engage in your personal charity, to support something that you believe in by choice. I mean, that's how it's supposed to work. I think we should retaliate against government-forced spending and start spending by choice and supporting things that we endorse and we choose to support. We have some needs. I have a car that has over 300,000 miles on it. I don't want to get rid of it. I just want to repair it, and it needs some repairs so that it'll be safe for me to drive on the road. We have plane tickets. We have hotels. We have rental cars. We have all these expenses. There are things that I want to do, online classrooms, new textbooks, and I want to be able to continue to give away my books to students when we teach them. So this week is going to be the only time you're going to hear this from me. Would you please pray about and consider donating to the website chrisannhall.com so that we can continue to teach without any cost to other people? So we can teach kids and college students and sheriff's offices and legislators. We want to keep doing this with this same philosophy, and we need your help. No, I'm not a 501c3, because I won't have the government tell me that I have to submit to their curriculum. But would you consider anyway supporting something that's worth fighting for? God bless. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow. Get in our way.